from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Sean Diddy Combs is being ordered to remain locked up until sentencing after being found guilty of transporting people for prostitution. Combs was found not guilty of the most serious charges against him, including racketeering and sex trafficking. He's expected to be sentenced on October 3rd. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's hopeful the House can pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill sometime tonight. Speaking to reporters this afternoon, Johnson said lawmakers are making progress and having good conversations, and he thinks they can proceed tonight. The House remains stalled, with lawmakers yet to take the initial procedural vote to set the terms for debate. Brian Koberger has officially pleaded guilty to fatally stabbing four college students in Idaho. In a Boise court today, Koberger sat motionless while the judge asked if he accepted the plea deal that takes the death penalty off the table for the 2022 murders.
You've heard the plea agreement that I talked about today. Do you agree with that plea agreement?
Yes.
The prosecution detailed the evidence it had against Koberger, including his Amazon purchase history of the knife used to commit the murders. The Pentagon says U.S. strikes have knocked Iran's nuclear program back closer to 2 years.
We believe, and certainly all of the intelligence that we've seen, have led us to believe that Iran's, those facilities especially, have been completely obliterated.
Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell gave the assessment Wednesday, one that's more optimistic than what UN inspectors have said. Last weekend, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran could be enriching uranium in a matter of months. A small plane crash at Cross Keys Airport in Gloucester County, New Jersey, has left multiple people injured. The incident occurred when a small plane that was reportedly involved in skydiving operations crashed near the airport in Williamstown. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A bit muggy tonight as it turns out, mostly clear. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow. There will be some afternoon clouds mix in and the potential for a late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots, any of which could bring some strong gusty winds. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90. The humidity will be a little bit lower than today. Clearing later tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65, and then a beautiful day on Friday for the 4th of July with sunshine and low humidity, highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now, across New Jersey, Elizabeth is 78, Lakewood 70, Sea Isle City is 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.